From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an Afghan army unit near a military academy in Kabul, killing at least two soldiers, wounding at least 10 more. Sunday, Afghanistan held a national day of mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103, leaving 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, under this president, maybe there is direct pressure on Pakistan, in that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's, as he put it, lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance to Pakistan. Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several buildings, their government buildings, during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10, left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when President Abu Rabu Masar Adi ignored separatist demands to fire the prime minister for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog Hisham Ganina. Ganina had been working to elect a former military chief of staff to unseat the president in March voting. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow that they said was unauthorized. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into his office. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of an investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but they've split whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. President Trump last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in 2016. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said today Japanese companies need to accept that Britain will no longer be a part of the European Union and to draw their own conclusions. Le Drian was responding to a question about how Japanese companies are to deal with Britain's break from the EU. He said he wanted to see France welcome as Japanese companies as possible, as many as they could, but he said it's up to Japanese companies to work for their own interest. The Colombian rebel group, the National Urban War Front, or the ELN, is suspected of weekend bombings that killed seven people, injured dozens of others days after the government sought a ceasefire. And Cuban President Raul Castro has unveiled a statue of Cuban national hero José Martí in Havana, a replica of the one originally located in New York's Central Park. The statue was donated by the Bronx Museum of Arts as a symbol of friendship between the two peoples. Joseph Mitzi is chairman of the museum.
To the realization of this project and to its significance as a gesture of the enduring friendship between the people of the U.S., and the people of Cuba.
The statue depicts Martí at the time of his fall at the Battle of Dos Ríos in 1895 in eastern Cuba. Martí struggled from a young age to free Cuba from Spanish colonial rule until his death at a battle in the age of 42. The 165th anniversary of his birth has been marked by several celebrations. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.